Thanks, Mira.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. You know, we circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And now, it's time for Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. Hey, Ms. Penny.
Hey.
All right, looking forward to another exciting show. All right, the mic is yours. Okay, we can't hear you. We have no audio.
I don't have
any now. All right, how are we?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, loud and clear.
Okay, all right, all right. Ready?
It's showtime.
Hi, this your girl, Miss Penny, here with Let's Talk About It. Just let me know how y'all weather is doing. It's a little windy here in Virginia. Let me know how your weather is doing, where you at. We coming live from Studio W to all our listening audience around the globe. Please share our station with your family and friends. From your Apple, you can download us at studio.w, or from your Android Play Store, Studio W, also available on Alexa. And don't forget to visit studio.w.buzz, buzz.com, to hear this show again on the archives above shows. Please subscribe and please leave a comment and let us know how you're liking the show. And like I say, this is Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. Today I have I want to talk about, because I keep being bothered about all of this shooting going on with our young people. Not only young, but it's just so much killing with guns violence. I just recently was watching the news and this young man lost his life. He was 17 years old, and 2 years prior to that, his little sister got shot and died. So I'm just bothered about this. And today I have a young man, Tito, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, and I want to get some of his perspective on how this is, as a younger man, living in society today, because when I was growing up, we didn't have a lot of gun violence like this. So I want to get a younger person's perspective on this. And y'all send some comments and let me know how you're feeling, because it kind of put a little fear in our heart when we go somewhere, when we send our kids places, even to school, to the fairgrounds, to the concerts, or to the grocery store. Tito, let me know how you're feeling about this situation, about all these kids getting shot and kids shooting other kids.
Hello, everyone. How y'all doing? Hope everyone's doing well. Well, I'm a little concerned because not only is it affecting the kids that's going out here every day, because a little of them are a little fearful. They don't really know what to expect. A lot of them are looking over their shoulders. But I'm also concerned about the parents and the state that they're currently in, because I don't have any kids, but I can only imagine you seeing this stuff on the news, and some people are affected by it directly. It's happening in their neighborhoods or in their towns. And to be concerned about your kids when they go out on outings, whether it's with friends or with the school, because unfortunately a lot of these incidents are happening in the schools, so they're not even necessarily safe in the schools anymore. So that's what I'm a little concerned about, because we already have enough that we have to deal with, but now you have to look over your shoulder because you're afraid of your kids going out in public, or somebody may shoot them by doing some random shooting. They don't have to even be involved at all in it. And you know, and a lot of these kids are shot and killed, and even inside of the schools. And I'm very concerned about that, as well as with the way our kids are being raised and influenced by outside influences. When we were growing up, you had the direct influence of your family and friends, but now they have social media, they have family and friends, they're traveling a lot more. So, and I think these influences are changing the mindset of a lot of our youth from the lack of respect, so to speak, for one another.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go into too deep into another subject, but stay on focus on that. But yeah, that's what I'm concerned about with the adults and the kids right now.
Yes, and you know, I want someone to break it down to me, because I'm not understanding what can really influence you or your child to think that it's okay to murder my child or somebody else's child. And everybody gets hurt in this situation. It's not only affecting the family that loses the child, it also affects the family that child end up going away to penitentiary for maybe life. There has got to be something that society has to do better about this. And when you have young kids that's willing to stand up and look another child in the face and be able to murder that child or hurt that child and don't have any regrets or don't feel no pain about it, no sorrow, something is going on. And I know everybody puts it on social media, where they do play a lot in it, but I'm not going to get on what social media does. What in the society that the communities can do better about having activity? Because now when we was growing up, remember we had, I'm a little older than you, yes, but we had the Boys and Girls Club. We had the Boy Scout, Girl Scout. We had basketball, community basketball competition. We had the community centers that you could go to. And nowadays, in order for kids to get in those type of activities and do those type of activities, it costs a lot of money. Some parents cannot afford that. Don't you think that? Or what do you think about that? The prices are the way things are going for kids to get into activities.
Well, that is a very good question. I think that's something that's really important that needs to be addressed in our community now, because unlike you and I, these kids have a lot more that interests them and a lot more that's coming at them. So I think we need to change how we address the kids today. You know, the Boys and Girls Club is kind of obsolete and boring to them, so to speak. So we need to bring something that's going to be more engaging for them. Of course, you want to have the basketball and the different recreational games, but I think they need to start incorporating things like PlayStations. Have PlayStation competitions where they can come in and once a month they compete throughout the whole month, and then they have the finals at the month or quarter, however they choose to do it. But bring something in that's more interesting to the teens today. And also you want to focus on academics and the community, because we're losing not necessarily academics, but the importance of community nowadays. I think that because of social media, not to say that social media is bad, because social media has a lot of great benefits to it. Don't get me wrong. But what we have to do, because this is something new to our society, period, we need to find a way of how to utilize it to its fullest potential. And I think what we can do is once we have these after school programs, focus a little bit more on community and the importance of respecting one another and even having self-respect, because I think that's where the breakdown come in. Because a lot of, we're not building each other up anymore. We're allowing the media and all outside sources to do it because we're too busy working. We have careers. The mom and dad have careers. It's not like when you were growing up, so to speak. It kind of changed when I was growing up, when the mother got there and started working as well. So you don't have the influence of the father and the mother anymore. It's social media outlets, it's friends, it's different ways that they're being influenced. And I think that's what we need to focus back on, is raising the kids telling them and showing them the importance of self-respect and respecting of others, because I think that will limit them when they think about hurting somebody. Because now you have a little bit more empathy for these people because you dealt with the guy that's in a wheelchair. Because you know him personally, you talk to him, you know his story versus you seeing it in the movies, oh, that's just a movie. No, this is real life. These people are going through a lot of trauma in their life, whether they're not accepted because they're not the typical physical what people will call physically attractive, or they may come off because they're really smart and people kind of isolate them for being nerds, so to speak. And these people go through different things because they're trying to be accepted and be themselves at the same time. And we need to teach that regardless of how people are and the differences that they have, you should accept them.
Okay, but you know the key point that neither you or I have spoken about this situation. And all my, y'all know I don't try to make nobody religion because this is my belief. We have taken, I went to church Sunday and looked around. There's no young people in the church anymore. We forget about how we was raised, though. We was raised into the church. That had a lot of our values and how we believe and how we treated people. Because we, those same kids we saw in the church at Sunday school. And seriously, I have went to church. I have been going to church here since I moved back from Hawaii. And there's no kids in the church. There's no kids. And I think a lot of it too, it has to do with, I see parents come to church, but when I was had younger kids, when I came to church, you got up and you going to Sunday school and church with me. You're my child. You're not going to lay in the bed. You're not going to stay at home. You're not going to hang out with your friends while I go praise the Lord. So we have to, we forget about a lot of things that was how we was growing up. And yes, the kids nowadays are raised totally different. Times have changed. But those bullies never changed. They got the same bullets they had when we was growing up, some of the same guns, but we didn't see them guns. We didn't, we dared to even pick up one if we did see one. So it's something that's being lost. And the thing that gets me is that a lot of kids' family is not as deeply involved. And I'm not taking anything away from mothers that's out here working, trying to feed and clothe and take care of their kids. I'm not trying to take any of that away from them. But we as a society has got to do something totally different. And this don't only affect, people have to understand, this don't only affect your mental. When a parent loses a child from being sick, that's bad enough. But when somebody literally takes your child away from you, that really messes with your mind. So this not only affect your mental state too. And that's where a lot of people don't understand, especially people of color, blacks, our culture, don't understand and don't want to accept mental health is real. It is real. Mental illness is real. Because they'll say, oh, you'll get over it. It'll be okay. No, you don't. You think about, you carried that child for 9 months. And it took 5 minutes for somebody to take them away from you. 5 minutes or less. It could have been less than that. For somebody to literally take your child away. This is hard. And I don't know who needs to get more involved. I don't want to put it on the political side of the house. You don't want to put it on social media. But as a community, and then another thing about people seeing things. What about when these adults see these kids out here doing something? Remember when we was younger, people would say something. They went and told your mama, your daddy, your grandmama, somebody, they told on you. And you might got a whooping from that adult and plus your parents. But now everybody's scared of the kids, right or wrong. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are definitely partly right, because I'm not scared of them. No, but seriously, there are a lot of people that are scared. And I wouldn't say the other part is not necessarily scared. They're more afraid of the reaction that they're going to get from their parents. Because a lot of times you can't even address these kids because they run and tell their parents that something totally different happened. Or if you went to them and say, well, John John or Nene did so-and-so, then they going off on you because what did you do to cause them to do this? Or why are you saying something to my child instead of them doing like our parents did back in the day? We're going to accept what the adults say. And we'll deal with the kid later. And I'm going to discipline this child. And then I'm going to investigate to see if this adult is telling me the truth. Because you never should give a kid more authority over adults. Because kids are kids. They're going to try to manipulate, and do what they can to get their way. A lot of them, not all of them. Because there are a lot of good kids out there. And we have to be mindful of that as adults. I think what the responsibility lies on us. Now we know how we were growing up and how we were raised and the benefits of that, but we still are not really reacting according to the way we raised, and we want our kids to be our friends. We want to say, well, they're independent, they can do what they want to do, I'm not going to hit my child, you know, I'm going to give my kids everything that they pretty much want. And these kids don't have any type of consequences, so when they get in the real world, they have mental issues dealing with the real world. That's why you have shootings. That's why the suicide rate is so high. That's why relationships don't last, because we are not equipping these kids to deal with real life. We're equipping these kids we're raising these kids based on what we were lacking. Because I didn't have the nice shoes, the nice clothes, and the car that the other So we're, go ahead.
Hello, you hit that one nailed that one to the wall. You know how you take that hammer and you put that nail up there and you hit it? Hello, you hit that one on the wall. You nailed that one. That was good. Yeah. That's right. You're absolutely right. Continue.
And I think we need to, and there's nothing wrong with loving your kid. You want them to have the best, but we have to learn how to find a balance. Make them earn what it is that you're giving them. Don't just give it to them. Make them earn good grades. Make them respect you. Make them respect others. Make them be leaders, so to speak. When you go out there and teach your kids, when you go out there and you and with your group of friends, and somebody's not doing the right thing, you step up and you tell them this is what you need to do. And if they don't do it, then you need to separate yourself from that group of friends. And we need to start instilling these morals and values back in our younger generation so that can be the norm and not turn the other way or glorifying stuff that is not good for them.
And you know that it's the same thing that you say when you say, if you see something, say something. And what you're saying is, I'm hearing you, that we're trying to make our kids give to them the things that we didn't receive, make them be the light of our eyes, what we wanted in life as children. But you know what the bad thing about it is? I'm going to tell you one thing that I think that they really did wrong. Remember when they started giving kids trophies just because they was part of the team? They didn't have to win or lose. They gave them trophies. Instead of the best team get the trophy, everybody get a trophy. That said, okay, you basically don't have to earn anything. You just be there and it comes to you. So I'm just so hurt and so lost because I always have a story. When I go to the grocery store, I used to take my time and look at the different sales and the different prices, you know, and going on down the aisle. I don't do that anymore. Cause I'm looking all around scared, and that's called PTSD. I'm fearful that somebody's going to walk in that grocery store to shoot and start shooting. I always look wherever I go. Even when I go out to eat, I look at the exit to find out, am I close enough to get there if something happened? I don't like walking downtown. And I used to love to go downtown Peterburg where the antique stores are and sit and just look in the stores and maybe get an ice cream cone or something and sit there and have a soda. They have benches out there. But now I'm so scared that somebody gonna drive by and shoot me. I shouldn't have to live my life like this. And if you're out there and you're dealing with this type of PTSD because of these shoots, let us know. Let us know how you're liking the conversation. That's what we do here on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We talk about what is really going on. What are we going to do? Think about it. What are we going to do to try to change society and change our community to help our young youth, girls and young men, how to change that killing and shooting each other is not right. It's the wrong thing. That don't make you a bigger person because you killed somebody. You gotta look at the whole picture and explain to your kids the whole picture. Because if you go out there and shoot somebody, you can't apologize to them. But if you go out there and you beat somebody up, the next day you can apologize. So what are we going to do to let them understand that if you shoot somebody, mom and dad may not get to hug you never no more. If you shoot somebody, you may not be at the next Thanksgiving dinner for the next 25 or 30 years. And by that time, mom or daddy may not even be here. By that time, you may not even be able to give me any grandkids because you're in prison. So what are we going to do to change and make our kids understand what is this doing to what is this going to do to my family if I shoot this guy or if I shoot this girl? Because we have to understand a bullet, I can't go right down on my bullet and say, I want you to hit Tito. I can't put that on that bullet and that bullet gonna directly hit you. A bullet don't have no name. It don't have no eyes. So these little innocent kids laying in their beds or in their house playing or on the playground playing get shot and killed. How can I get my kids to understand this? That bullet don't have no name. It don't have no eyes to see who I'm going to get. These are some of the things that we have as a society got to get these kids and these young, because it's hurting me to see our young people going to prison also. Our little 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids going to prison for 20 years of life. That bothers me a lot too, because guess what? Life is life. You're gone. Mama's not going to get to hug you anymore. Mama's, if I do, I got a, what's the thing they say, a 3-second hug in prison? So what are we going to do to make them really realize what is happening? What are we going to do, Tito? What can we actually really do to let them understand that these bullets don't have no eyes and no names?
Well, that is a great question. There's a lot of things that we can do to start to help prevent these things from happening. And one, you hit the head on the nail on the head when you said about PTSD and mental health. Mental health is an issue that we truly need to address. And I remember doing some research, and actually when I was going to become a behavioral health tech, and I was doing some research on it, and I was reading a different type of mental challenges that people had and how they defined it, from bipolar disorder or a schizophrenia, whatever the case may be. And I was like, these symptoms or whatever fit a lot of people that I know, you know, and I'm not laughing or making light of it, but it is. And I just dismissed it. I was like, nobody, there's nothing wrong with these people, whatever. These people are just fine. But what I realized was these people are just functioning. And a lot of people are on the borderline of being the next shooter. And we as a society need to do two things. One, we need to be more empathetic towards people, because you don't know what a person is going through when you're interacting with them from the grocery store, when you're buying food, whether you're the employee or the customer. We need to be more empathetic towards one another. And also, we need to start addressing mental health. There is nothing wrong with finding out what's wrong with you and addressing it. It does not mean that you're weak, because in our culture, if somebody say you have these type of mental disorders, you're considered weak. You're less than a man or a woman because of that. But in actuality, we need to address these issues so we can become stronger than what we already are. There's nothing wrong with finding out that the reason why you are your temper, you have a very short temper, is because you have what they call a particular disorder. You don't have to accept what they define it as, but what you need to do is, or what I suggest you do, is find out what have they done to cure these things or to help these behaviors to change. And that's one of the ways that we can start with making our society a whole lot better, is addressing mental health. And also, if a person does have a mental issue, help them out. You know, I think we dismiss people with issues too much in our country, for me. You know, I never really paid it much attention until recently. You know, they say when you get older, you get wiser. Those things I kind of dismiss, and you kind of hear people joking about it, and you may not joke with them, but you just don't say anything to them. We need to start correcting these people. We need to start standing up and say, yo, you don't need to be saying that about this particular person, because there are other kids that's listening to you and they think that type of behavior is acceptable. And where you as an adult may have a filter and a limit, a kid don't.
Yes. Yes, you are absolutely right. That is some things that we need to address as a community and as a society. Hey, y'all, this is Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We live with Tito from Atlanta. We got some good conversation. If you would like to come on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny and you got some good conversation that you would like to talk about, send me an email or send a text to me, message me on Facebook, and let me know that you would like to come on the show also and have a good conversation with Let's Talk About It, Miss Penny. To all our listening artists, we are around the globe. Please share our station with your family and friends. From your Apple Store, download studio.w or Android Play Store, Studio W. Also available on Lexus. And don't forget to visit Studio W Buzz, BUZZ.com to hear this show. If you don't catch the show, you can also go in the archive and pull it down for the shows that has been played, and you can listen again or let your family or friends listen to the show. Please subscribe and leave a comment and let us know how you like the show. We got good conversation here today. I'm telling you, we as a society, and Mr. Tito, he has some good, great points. And he's a younger man, so he's really out there around the younger crowd, and he's seeing a lot of different things. So that's why I wanted his perspective on this. So we have some good conversation going on. And as a society, we have to understand that when a person has a mental issue, it's not all of a sudden it happened. Some mental illness start when they're younger. We see the signs, we see the red flags, but we ignore it. And we intend to sit back and giggle at them. I remember the kids that was in the class that you call special ed. Some of the other kids would laugh and pick at them because they was in special ed. And to me, special ed didn't always mean that they had a handicap. They just was a little slow on learning things, you know? So we need to stop as a society and look at the red flags. We're being issued the red flags. The red flags are being seen. We just knock the flags down. We don't pay attention to them. And also, you gotta look at a lot of kids that's being bullied also, or pick up them guns too, to protect themselves. But we need to let them know also, if you're being bullied, tell somebody before you end up doing something drastic that you can't go back and change. I can't recall this movie. Well, it was a movie about this young man went to prison, and his son, the gangs took over his son, and they tried to get his son to shoot this man. And he told his son that to put the gun down, son. If you fight him, you can apologize to him. But if you shoot him, you can never go back and apologize. So I am not understanding, why do we knock these red flags down? Because people don't want to see and take responsibility about what's happening in their community. You're seeing these young people being influenced by these grown-ups, because a 16-year-old can't buy a gun legally unless they go online. A 14-year-old can't buy a gun legally. So somebody is putting them guns in their hands. So we as a society, come on people, we are losing our young people. Tell me, send up message, let us know what you think about what we can do to help our young people. And I think a lot of times when when things go on at school and the red flags are in school, Tito, that the counselors, if they try to talk to the parents about what's going on, or the school try to talk to the parents, then they get upset. They don't want to hear it. You're not talking about my child. My child don't do that. My child don't do that. But then 2 or 3 or 4 years from down the road, you see the child on the news. Now shot and killed somebody. Hello. What should the schools do? What can the schools do, Tito?
Well, that's a good question as well. I think a lot of parents, Ms. Penny, not necessarily in denial, but they forget when they were kids. A lot of kids give you one version of them to the parents, and they give them a different version when they're out there and hang with their friends or at school. So I think a parent needs to start saying, okay, I know my child, but if people keep coming to me saying my kid did this, or even if they did it one time, start noticing and paying attention if there's something really there. You don't want to jump the gun too fast, because parents, it's hard being a parent. And I can only imagine what you all go through, but you don't want to lose that trust that you have with the kid. And like every time somebody comes to you saying, well, my kid did this or whatever, because adults do lie. And I'm going to have to say that for, you know, the younger, the kids out there. So you have to be careful about that as well. And but when someone comes to you and say, well, your kid did this, start paying attention to your child. Do a little investigation. You don't necessarily have to let your child know that's what you're doing, because if you do that, then of course they're going to give you the best version of them, and they're going to cover up or whatever the case may be. But just say, okay, well, if he or she is doing this, then let me start paying a little bit more attention. Let me have more conversations with them. And as adults, we are wiser. So we know how to ask certain questions to get the answer that we want, and the kid don't even know, they just answer or put themselves, they just criminalize themselves, so to speak, for lack of a better word. But we have to start doing that, because we are giving the kids too much credit. We think these kids can really do it on their own, and they got it all together, and I've raised a great kid, and they can do, you know, they don't need my guidance. But kids are just like us. Even more so, they're more vulnerable because they're kids. They haven't gone through all the different experiences that we have gone through to know how to deal with a lot of different situations. So I think that is one of the things that we need to do, is as parents and as a community, start paying a little bit more attention to the kids, because a lot of kids act out because they are hurting, because they are going through something and they want some attention.
We got quite a few listeners commenting on this. Chantel say parents want to be their kids' friends. Carolyn say we sure didn't. They not taking the time with their kids anymore. They let them do whatever they feel like doing. We got a lot of good comments coming in that's feeling the passion for this conversation. This is the conversation that you can sit down as a parent and talk to your kids about guns. That's the question I want to have, say. That's the question that I would like to ask. I would like to ask y'all, how many of y'all have had that conversation with your kids about a gun? How many of y'all have had that conversation with your kids about what will happen if they shoot somebody? What will happen if you get shot? Those are the conversations that we need to have with our young kids, Tito. We don't only need to let them know go to school, get an education, do the right thing. We got to let them know that these are the things that surround them. These are, if you do this, there are consequences. You're not going to be free. If you do that, you may be, if you go over here, you may die. You can literally get shot. There are areas in your neighborhood or in your city or in your town. How many of y'all sit down and have the conversation with your kids about you don't need to go over there. You don't need to hang out over there, you know, because these are the things that are really happening. And you could put it up. Do you know that you could go online and the police website will tell you places not to move, that this place have a high rate of shooting, a high rating of arrest, a high rating of drugs in that area. So these are some of the conversations I want to know. Are you having the conversation with your kids? Because it's some parents out here. Listen to me, and it brings tears to my eyes, because there's some parents out here that are really hurting today because somebody out there, young child, shot and killed their child for no reason. You took my child from me. That's what them parents are crying, and they're dealing with it every day. This is something that messed with somebody's mind, and if you're out there and you have not... this have happened to you, please go get some help. If it's somebody you need to talk to, go get help, because it will eat you up. And people don't think that how bad this affect people. And also, if you got a child in prison for anything, there are all kind of support groups. There are victim support groups. There's kids that's locked up support groups. It's support groups. Get some help. Talk to somebody. Let somebody know how you're feeling. Release it. If you have to cry, scream, just don't let it overtake you. Do you understand what I'm saying, Tito? Because there's a lot of people out here that is really hurting behind this. I carried you for 9 months and somebody else took you. You know?
Oh, I totally understand where you're coming from. And a lot of these people, they're so traumatized from it that they never get back to them old selves again. You know, a lot of these people are losing their careers. Marriages are breaking up because of this, because of different reasons. The kids grow up being traumatized and have a lot of different issues. So these shootings, like you said, does not only affect the perpetrator and the victim, they affect these people's families and their associates as well, because if you may not be directly affected by a shooting, but if you know somebody that got shot or a friend that got shot, that plays on your psyche, and you think about that, especially if you have kids. You know, if my kid's going to go out here today, you're raising your kid how to, you know, be a good adult, and now you have to teach your kid how to be aware of their surroundings, not only for perpetrators in other ways, but also somebody may shoot them. You know, this is a different world that we're growing up in, and we need to realize that these shootings are very serious, and that we can no longer start writing them off as this is what happens. We have to start being proactive of stopping it from happening. And there are several ways we can do that. You know, from my perspective, I'm only one person. One is being, we need to change the way that we raise our kids. Another way that we can do this is that I love the old saying that it takes a village to raise a kid. We need to go back to that concept again. Just because it's not your child, if you see some kid that's not doing what they're supposed to be doing, address that child. And if it comes to the point where it becomes confrontational, leave it alone. Because there are a lot of kids out here now that will become confrontational with you, like, you're not my mom or dad, and da 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 da, and I'm gonna go off on you. And I get that, and I get a lot of people that are afraid of that. So leave it alone. You know, find ways to address them if you can. Every kid you're not going to be able to address, and you shouldn't, because that's not your place. But where you can't, somebody else can. That's why I say it takes a village to raise a child.
But when you're absolutely right. And when I see somebody, kids doing something, I don't address the kid. I don't. Not in today's society. I don't. And I'm going to be honest. I don't. I go to the parent. And it's a way that you tell the parent. I'm not yet to have a parent to go off on me. I will go to the parent and I'll say, hey, I don't have anything to do with your business, but so-and-so was doing this, and maybe you need to talk to him, but I'm just letting you know what I saw. So, because even though my kids are older, I've had issue with other kids with my kids, and I've never addressed that child. I always go talk to the parent. It's how you say it to that parent, how they're going to take it and receive it. So be mindful how you tell another parent when something is going on. No, nowadays you really don't want to confront kids because you don't know what is they packing. And the thing that gets me is everybody is in our culture, and people are so focused on, I know I'm not telling y'all that is wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get angry at Miss Penny. Because I'm not telling you the wrong, that is wrong. People are focusing on the police shooting us, but we are not focusing on each other shooting each other. You see what I'm saying? We're not focused on my neighbor down the street shooting my neighbor down the street. But we are so, and we need to focus our attention on and put more time in on our young people. We have got to save our young people. So this is not just a conversation that should be shared with your kids. Share this conversation with your friends and your families. Let them know some of the things. This may not affect you in this conversation that Tito and I are having, but it may affect one of your family or your friends or your neighbors, and let them listen to the conversation. Share it with them, and maybe they can have this same conversation that we're telling you, to also hear from somebody else saying, you need to have these conversations with your kids. If we want to save our kids, then we got to let them know what is really going on out here. We can't let them go out the door every morning to school and think that everything is going to be pleasant. We can't make them go to a dance or a prom or to a football game and know that everything is going to be all right. I don't know if you watched the news, but the other day, the police in Texas stopped two young men. They had a tip that these two young men was on their way to the football game with plenty of guns, ammo. What was they going there to do? Not to watch the football game. They was going, they got a tip that they was going to shoot up the football game. Could you imagine what disaster, how many people would have got hurt at that football game? So you are absolutely right. That was good on whoever called, but I'm just saying that we as a community got to start communicating and loving each other and respecting each other, and that will bring up our kids to love and respect each other. We have too much animosity among us adults. Right or wrong?
You're right. I also, I want to talk a little bit about what you were saying about, you know, the kids were going to the football game with all of the ammunition or whatever the case may be. It sounds like those type of kids is probably running with the wrong crowd. And if they're not, there are a lot of kids that do run with the wrong crowd. Whether they're running with gangs or just people that's doing what they don't supposed to. And there's a certain group of people that those people will listen to. And I think that if those people start speaking to that group of people more, you know, say the barber or whoever the case may be, they can speak to those group of people and they'll listen to them and let them know the importance of, you know, not shooting somebody. You know, this is somebody's son, daughter, cousin, uncle, sister, brother. You have to consider that when you're going out there killing them. You're killing that person because they did something to you or they threatened to do something to you. Number one, you should forgive anyway. But some people just don't know what that word means. But you're not only killing them or hurting them. There are other people that's affected by it as well. And I think that those people that are able to speak to that group of people, they should more. And we need to start communicating with each other more about these issues and not making it seem like it's okay. I bust a cap and so on. So those conversations needs to change.
Tito, I have really enjoyed this conversation with you. I would love to have you back as a guest. I really enjoyed this conversation. And everybody, if you're a member of Let's Talk About It and you want to come on the show and talk about you, we can have any conversation. We could conversate about your business, what you got going on in your community. We could have these good conversation. If you want to come on and talk about, I know a lot of y'all are entrepreneurs, talk about how you can get your products out there. We are doing a lot on this studio, wbuzz.com radio station. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. If you like the show, let us know. If you want to have some different types of conversation, please let us know. Just message me and we could talk about it. Tito, I have really enjoyed your perspective on this. I'm going to let you kind of give us a little bit last words of advice about these guns and young people before I close it out.
Well, the only advice I would have is that let's just be more mindful of mental health and address that issue when it comes to young people, because a lot of young kids, we just dismiss it as they're going to grow out of it or whatever the case may be, but address it while they're young. If they're going through something, you see the signs, and we all know there are signs, we just can't ignore them. Address it. If you don't know how to address it, find somebody else that can, like a professional or someone who's gone through something similar.
Yes. And with that being said, Tito, what you're really saying is when you see, and I understand what you're saying, when you see the red flags, you hear the conversations in your house, you're monitoring your kids' telephone, computers. When you see the wrong friends come around, stop them. The red flags, don't knock them down. Keep them standing up and keep your eyes on what is going on in your community, in your schools, and with your kids. If you talk and communicate with the parents and the community, guess what? Just like my neighborhood, we have a neighborhood watch. We have a Facebook page. They tell everything going in the neighborhood. So we may not talk every day, but somebody gonna post what's going on. Oh, did you hear this going on? It's a dog running loose, a cat running loose. So communicate with your community and keep everybody abroad of what's going on within the community. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. If nobody's told you today that they love you, remember, Penny and Miss Penny love everybody. This has been a great conversation, Tito. And if you got friends that would like to come on and have conversation, let them know to contact me and let's Let's talk about it. We got to stop holding this stuff in. We got to talk about what is really happening, and especially with our young kids. Because we want to see our young kids grow up to be productive young men and women.
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Penny, Tito.
Yes.
Fascinating show. I heard the entire broadcast, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it needs to be talked more. I just love this program, Ms. Penny. I'm so proud of you. And Tito, your perspective is right on point. Thank you so much. Wow, 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 wow. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yes,
about this.
Yes. He brought some good conversation
Excellent.
On this show today.
Excellent.
Let's talk about it with Miss Penny and Tito today.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. You said you're going to have them back, and I can't wait for that. But you've had excellent shows since you started. You know, the thing about it is being CEO of this radio station, and, you know, I broadcast sometimes. But also I get a chance to listen to our brilliant, brilliant host, and you're certainly up there. So keep doing what you're doing, because it needs to be said, and it's not enough people out here saying what you are saying. And it's real conversations, real conversations. So I'm just so pleased. Thank you so much. Wow, wow, wow. We're going to close this thing out, folks. As Ms. Penny told you earlier, if you want to listen to the show again, just go to studiowbuzz.com. Hey, Tito, share this with your friends, if you will, in Atlanta. Studiowbuzz.com. Under the on-air tab on the front page, there's a drop-down arrow. Click on air, and then you'll see archive shows. This show will be up within 24 hours. You can hear it again or just share it with a friend. Also, if you have an Apple device, download studio.w. Android, Studio W, also available on Alexa. So, Ms. Penny, thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening. Tito, again, thank you so much. It's just a brilliant conversation. So I'm looking forward to the next one. Now, Ms. Penny, you'll be back on when?
I will be on at Wednesday at 4:50, 5 o'clock. Tune in.
Okay, thank you so much. Hey, we're going to go out the same way. Tune in. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hey, stick around. Just listen to Studio W Buzz. Music, talk, sports, entertainment, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, man. Some of the baddest things. Tito, tell your friends in Atlanta, this station is hot. StudioWBuzz.com, smooth jazz, R&B, talk, sports, entertainment, and a whole lot more. Monday Night Madness tonight, you want to tune in at Tito at 8 o'clock tonight. Oh, my God, it's going to be kicking. It's Monday Night Madness. It's a musicology show. We give you the life, the legacy, what inspired these audience. And tonight we're going to go over several groups that have titled their own songs, and also individual artists, okay? So anyway, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy, folks. This is StudioWBuzz.com. I am WB. It's been my extreme pleasure. Please share it with a friend. Have a good time, y'all. Peace.
you don't